So let's begin by connecting our conscious awareness to our breath. Start with a beautiful, deep, slow flowing breath. Let this breath be very open, flowing, like a river, a current of energy, flowing right through your body and subtle bodies. It's gently opening you up, opening up all the channels in your body and subtle body, all the channels in your mind. It's freeing everything up. Gather your awareness into your breath. Bring yourself into the present moment, stepping aside from the mind, from the busy thoughts and sensations that they generate. And let the mind flow along with the river, just stepping out of the river. Like you're sitting on the bank now, watching the river go by. Let's raise our awareness now to the fact that you are not this body. You are not this mind. You are pure conscious awareness. You are transcendent of all that is physical, all that comes and goes, all that is impermanent. And who you truly are is one with the eternal, supreme, all-pervading consciousness. The ultimate life force. And from the consciousness perspective, the highest principles that this life force organizes itself with in the human consciousness are unconditional love and personal responsibility, total personal responsibility, which is wisdom, which is the responsibility to love. It's like a circle. Because we are living in this body and this mind, this is our vehicle of experience. This is the first place the love must flow. This is the temple. is your sanctuary. Enlightenment is a path of self-mastery. And part of that self-mastery, an essential aspect of that self-mastery, is learning how to sanctify this inner space. So let every breath you take be one of compassion, gentleness, an embrace of your humanness. This humanness that is still vulnerable, still has fears and insecurities, physical pain. It is still growing, learning, healing and integrating. As pure conscious awareness, you are the loving guardian of this human self. Ultimately, this human self is all humans. There is only one being. We are all multifaceted aspects of that being. Learn to truly love yourself from the soul, from Buddha nature. You have learned how to love all beings. So embrace yourself with this breath. Try to see this little mind and body as a child. You're not going to let this child run your life, but you're here to guide this child, care for this child. So you're stepping out of the body-mind. Not to run away, not to reject, but to turn around and embrace it. And through your intention to love yourself unconditionally, care for yourself, take full responsibility for this care, you activate the love principle, the very life force that is waiting for your intention to give it animation. It is passive until your intention, your will, activates it and brings it through you, then offers it to the world. So breathe now. Let your heart be open and soft. Relax into the moment. Bring yourself into a point of concentration at the third eye, like a point of light, beautiful cosmic light. Let your heart be like a vast ocean, beautiful blue-green. You are the observer looking over this ocean, that point of light. Beautiful gold, reds, oranges, strength, power, wisdom, will, and is directly linked, integrated with, aligned to the divine will. So breathe, open, flowing, embracing breath. Surrendering into this supreme consciousness, like this ocean of your heart is but a drop in the ocean of that supreme consciousness. So with your intention to love, as you're embracing your humanness, let yourself, like a drop, fall back into the ocean of ultimate love, ultimate wisdom. Like you're the child of the universe returning to that great enlightened omnipotent parent from before your birth. The ultimate bliss, ultimate peace, ultimate rest resides in this space. There are no needs. You are completely full. So gently lift your little humanness up into this heart space, this sanctuary. Let all feeling, thoughts, sensations flow right through your heart. As you observe and watch and learn. Do your best not to be caught up in the thoughts. Instead, just acknowledge them, be aware of them, observe them, and drop them back into the river. Let them be absorbed into the ocean. Keep your concentration at the center of the breath, deep, deep stillness, tranquility, peace. There's nothing you have to do now. The world is a million miles away. Try to get a sense of this deep spirit center within you. Sense of how huge, how powerful the unlimited potential. His mind may seem all-pervading and overwhelming, but it is entirely insignificant compared to this inner self, this real you. So rest in this fullness and be empty of mind. In this inner space, nothing matters. All will pass. You are complete, one with the life force. There's nothing you need to do to qualify for this. You are beyond transcendent of all inadequate human love. Here you utterly define yourself, one with the totality. There is nothing missing. You are completely embraced. From this position, kneel down and be with that little child of human self, with all its needs and vulnerabilities. Give this little self forgiveness and compassion. Let whatever feelings are there, whatever fears, come fully into your awareness, flow right through you. Shut nothing off. Your heart will just keep expanding. Nothing's too big for this inner self. And trust that that higher power will do the work. Your job is simply to keep the door open, to watch and learn. Learning to be still and trusting. You are part of something vastly greater. So I'm just going to put on the music. Let it wash through you. Just let it surround you and embrace you. Keep working with the mind. Keep disidentifying with this mind. You are not the mind or the body. Let everything flow. Don't fight anything. Don't resist anything. Just let it all flow through you. Try to build a stillness, particularly at the top of each breath and at the bottom of each breath. Fill the breath with this stillness, with this peace, with this light. Keep creating a deep spaciousness within. So you've got lots of time to see the mind coming and to step away, not to reject it, not to push it away so much as to observe it, learn about it, discover yourself as more than this. Always with compassion and loving kindness. They send it in your breath. Through your breath, feel the energy of that life force flowing through you. Feel that drop in that supreme ocean, energetically merging with that greater energy, the ultimate light. Just let us be aware just for a brief process of how we connect in with that energy through our chakra centers. Just begin this brief process by bringing your focus to your base center. Basically, you're sitting on it, just right at the base of the spine. Just imagine yourself a tree rooted into the ground. It's like this beautiful, deep, connected relationship with the earth, just a part of the earth, grounded, solid, being fed by the earth, deep from its core. It's beautiful, warm red, just warm energy, just flowing into the base center, very grounding, very solid, very strong. And let this warm light energy like travel up your spine. It's sort of parallel to the spine. It's called the Susumi channel. And it's a double channel that weaves its way up. And just imagine this current of warm light energy running up the spine area. It activates the sacral chakra now, just below the navel. Let this be a nice warm orange, vitality, strength and determination. Just like a vortex, these centers, and as you bring your concentration, awareness to them, they open, just energize a bit more. You just feel the energy running through there with your awareness located in that area. Just warm, flowing energy. Now let that warm light energy run up that spine channel a bit further to the solar plexus center. It's like the emotional mind, the human mind center. Give this beautiful lemon yellow of joy, lightness, freedom. Let this light and joyful, free-flowing energy radiate from the center as it opens and balances. Being fed from the supreme consciousness that surrounds us like we're a fish in this ocean. As you're breathing, this whole energetic flow comes with the breath. Always feeding you. And let this warm energy move further up the spine into the heart center now. It's a big center. Opening, surrendering, giving yourself to the light. Protected, lifted, filled with this light. Let it be a beautiful green blue, electric blue, it's radiating out in all directions. A love center, love wisdom. The center is the first of the transcendent consciousness centers, the soul Buddha nature energy. It is embracing all the lower centers, more human centered energy vortexes. Now let that energy flow further up the spine, beautiful warm light energy until it reaches the throat center. Let this open, be energized and balance out naturally. Let it be filled with a beautiful turquoise blue. It's the center of expression and creativity. Let yourself see yourself being free to speak your truth. Truth that honors you, comes from the highest principles and the highest feelings. Where you are completely free, you are your own authority. You speak from the heart of love, wisdom. Feel this energy open and flowing. I guess just opening you, massaging you, freeing you all up from the inside out. And so this energy travels further up the spine to what's called the third eye, which is between the eyebrows and just in a little bit. This is the eye of the inner observer. This is when we're awake to our inner self. We are turned and we are embracing ourselves with awareness. Give this a deep indigo blue, like space, like the cosmos, like a limitless energy, and there's this beautiful star at the center. That is you, the observer, spark of the infinite light. And this light, this hue, is infinite potential. The body is fully equipped to realize this potential. The light from this center, this self, is permeating all through the body, slowly changing it through these processes. And let the energy travel now all the way now to the top of the head, into the crown chakra called the thousand-petaled lotus. Scintillating gold and the just marvelous center. Just opening, energizing. It's just light pouring out and pouring in. Let this come directly from the cosmos, just pouring into you as this energy is flowing all around you, through you, radiating. It's like you're a circuit, rooted into the earth, open to the cosmos. Everything flowing through you. You're a part of that supreme energy, fed, energized, supported, embraced. This is the eternal you. This is vital energy, equipped to support the body, vitalize and calm the mind, heal the nervous system, expand your consciousness. So come back to your inner self, your center, concentration with this open ocean of the heart. Mind like a river flowing through this ocean, like a little trickle in the vast ocean. You are the powerful, centered, tranquil observer. Fullness, completeness, missing nothing. Even as the little human self is growing, evolving. You are pure peace, utter stillness, infinite bliss. Embrace your humanness with every breath. Do not try to suppress it in any way. Let it flow up into this light, embraced by the light. The light will do its own work. Be willing to feel it. Be willing to let everything flow. There's nothing wrong with any level of humanness. It's what we're here to experience and to master. Deep stillness at the top of the breath. Flow this stillness through the breath, through your whole being. Deep stillness at the bottom of the breath. Flowing through you, calming, embracing. Child of the universe. Let's complete this meditation process with a brief metta meditation, where we send this conscious awareness, this loving light out into the world. It's pure conscious awareness. Be aware of yourself as an open channel of the Supreme Consciousness flowing through you, through your intention that activates this energy, brings it through at its highest vibrations, allows the energy to come through the life force, to come through into the world, this high level vibration. And through our intention, our vision for the world, we add this energy to the collective consciousness of humanity. We are a part of a whole great network of conscious groups all around the world. All link up, no matter what time this work is done. It all becomes one pervading energy, supporting all those conscious workers in the world. Let us not get bogged down with the enormity of the problems and work to do in this world. Triumph of spirit is inevitable. Evolution is a one-way process. It will inevitably have its day. So let us offer our love and support and hope and wishes and vision to all those working to heal the divisions in this world between religions and races, countries and ideologies. There are people all around the world putting their life on the line, working on all levels to heal these divisions, so that all beings can see themselves as brothers and sisters, as one family. There are those working to end poverty in this world, to raise the awareness of equality. There's a whole organization working towards transparency in financial affairs, in world trade. So fairness and right relations and right business affairs are done. There are those working to save this environment, to raise people's awareness of our unity on all levels with nature as well as one another. All this is occurring despite the darkness. There is light shining through everywhere, building, growing. Everything we do here adds to that. So it's a nice deep breath. Send out this vision, knowing you're a part of this process, the evolving of this humanity. Know as this love energy flows through you and embraces you, fills you, we are all at the head of the line where Supreme Consciousness is concerned. It's so important to see yourself as a direct relationship connection with the ultimate life force. Nothing stands between you, the ultimate reality. The worthiness of this is always complete. You were born with it. So bring your awareness back into yourself, embracing that humanness within you. You are now this Buddha nature, this soul consciousness, this transcendent spirit embracing this human self. This is your rightful place, yourself as loving guardian. Deepen your commitment now to your path of consciousness, of self-mastery. Always remember that this little child of self is with you. Don't leave it behind. Feel it. You can feel it in your body calling out to you in those vulnerable moments. Always remember to stop. Scoop it up. Feel it through. Let's complete this meditation, accepting the process, the experience that you have had. It all goes towards the evolving process. There's no right or wrong process. It's all experience. Just getting to know yourself and accepting yourself totally. Just feel yourself fully in your body now. Just a little bit of a stretch. Just come back into a full waking space. But keep the meditation. The whole evening is a meditation. So stay mindful and peace and stillness.